Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 232,053 views on Sunday, the 16th of April 2023, our article of the day is 2010 Northumbria Police Manhunt. The 2010 Northumbria Police Manhunt was a major police operation conducted across Tyne and Wear and Northumberland with the objective of apprehending fugitive Raoul Mote. After killing one person and wounding two others in a two-day shooting spree in July 2010, the 37-year-old ex-prisoner went on the run for nearly a week. The manhunt concluded when Mote died by suicide, having shot himself near the town of Rothbury, Northumberland, following a six-hour standoff with armed police officers under the command of the Northumbria Police. Mote's victims were ex-girlfriend Samantha Stobart, her new partner Chris Brown, and police officer David Rothband. Stobart was hospitalized and Brown was killed, while Rothband remained in hospital for nearly 3 weeks and was permanently blinded before dying by suicide on the 29th of February 2012. Mote shot the three with a sawn-off shotgun, 2 days after his release from Durham Prison. After 6 days on the run, Mote was recognized by police and contained in the open, leading to a standoff. After nearly 6 hours of negotiation, Mote was shot with an experimental wireless long-range electric shock weapon firing electrified rounds, which proved ineffective. Mote then shot himself in the head. He was later pronounced dead at Newcastle General Hospital. Following an inquest, it was ruled by a jury that Mote's death was a suicide and Northumbria police were found to have been at no fault. The manhunt began after the shootings of Stobart and Brown in the early hours of the 3rd of July 2010 in Birtley. Nearly 22 hours later, the shooting of traffic police officer Rothband, parked in East Denton, was linked to Mote, who was believed to have held a grudge against the police after Stobart lied that Brown was a police officer. Shortly after his release from prison, Mote posted threats to police and others on his Facebook profile. Mote apparently targeted Rothband randomly, simply for being a police officer, although on an earlier occasion Rothband had confiscated Mote's van on the suspicion that it was not insured. Mote also made threats, in two letters and several phone calls, that he would kill any officer who attempted to stop him. Both the police and some of Mote's relatives made several appeals for Mote to give himself up for the sake of his children. After a sighting on the night of the 5th of July in an armed robbery at Seaton Delaval, on the 6th of July it was announced that Mote was believed to be in Rothbury. The manhunt remained focused there with several further suspected sightings, until the final confrontation at Riverside, Rothbury. The manhunt lasted almost 7 days, and was the largest in modern British history, involving 160 armed officers and armed response vehicles, many seconded for the operation from other police forces. Police also used sniper teams, helicopters, dogs, armoured anti-terrorist police vehicles from Northern Ireland, tracker Ramirez, and even a Royal Air Force jet for reconnaissance. In the course of the hunt, there were several raids and false alarms across the region. With Mote believed to be sleeping rough, police found his abandoned campsites and property as he evaded capture. Armed guards were also posted outside Rothbury schools after police announced that they believed Mote posed a threat to the wider public. Several people were arrested during the hunt and after Mote's death, suspected of assisting him with equipment, information, and in evading capture and selecting targets. On the 5th of July, Northumbria police announced that Durham Prison had told them 3 days earlier that Mote intended to harm his ex-girlfriend. As a result, Northumbria police voluntarily referred the case to the Independent Police Complaints Commission, IPCC. Following the final confrontation, the IPCC expanded the investigation to include the immediate events leading up to Mote's death but ruled out investigating how the manhunt itself had been conducted. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:34 UTC on Monday, the 17th of April 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for 2010 Northumbria Police Manhunt. This podcast is produced by Arbals May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, followers at wiki of the day at masto.ai. Arbals May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Brian Standard. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.